You know, I don't think anyone's ever asked this question or even thought to. If you cancel on a babysitter like hours before, should you get some compensation? Scott says something, right? A percentage.
I think a little bit, because here's the thing. I keep coming back to, why would you have to cancel? Usually it's because a kid gets sick, you know, in that window of time that you're trying to get ready to go. Rarely do events get canceled. So, and certainly if you have a babysitter, you could find something else to do. So I have to go with, you probably have a sick kid that it developed quick. I say, here's an extra $20 just because I knew you were gonna come here and I changed your plans, but you're not getting the full pay.
Right. 6796 says only if it's the last 30 minutes to an hour should they get a percentage. I dog walk and would only be ticked if I couldn't get another gig or can't make plans because it's just too late. So I'd want 25%. I like the percentage thing. Yeah, definitely.
That's a little something. 6059, who did not text in but walked by and said, I want $20 today, even though I'm home. What the hell was that all about?
Oh my gosh.
To read something to you.
Yeah.
So do you remember during the pandemic when the prices of everything went through the roof at the grocery stores?
Oh my gosh, do I. And not being able to find anything. So then I assumed that's why the prices were going up. Like, do you remember when there was no chicken?
Oh, God, there was no chicken. Then there were, you couldn't, everybody was buying everything sugar. Wasn't it sugar? The baking stuff was gone.
Beef was another one.
Yeah.
Because I remember we had just bought a cow recently prior to that. And I remember friends who were like, we might have to buy some meat from you.
Right?
I was about to become the meat dealer.
Well, now... You'd have made a fortune.
I know.
The Federal Trade Commission recently issued a report confirming that large grocery stores didn't have to raise the prices as much as they did to keep up with costs during the pandemic. And if that's not bad enough, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, says larger retailers like Walmart and Kroger exploited the system by forcing suppliers to fulfill their orders over smaller stores, which limited competition. The Food Marketing Institute, man, there's a lot of layers to this, which represents those stores, has yet to comment on the FTC's findings. So the reality to it is, I say, here's how you make up for it. Slash the prices on everything. If you
that's
made us
right.
pay a fortune, slash it out.
Honestly, that's just another reason why, you know my feelings on Wally World. That's
oh, yeah.
another reason to hate them.